listening to a podcast from Victory.
Ngayon pong hapon, ating pong ipagpapatuloy ang ating pong serye, Reason to Celebrate. At alam po natin na 6 na araw na lang po ay Pasko na. Lumuwag na po ang ating pong quarantine restrictions. At marami na po sa ating pong mga kababayan ay nagkakaroon na po ng mga get-together, no? Sa mga al fresco na lugar. At yung iba po ay dumadalo na po sa mga kapag-kamag-anak sa probinsya at nakakapasyal na po sa mga local tourist destinations. Yan po yung ginagawa po natin ngayon. At habang papalapit na po ang Pasko, ating pong ipinagdiriwang ito kasama po ng ating mga mahal sa buhay. Subalit, higit po dyan, nais po natin ipagdiwang ang tunay na dahilan ng Pasko na kung saan ating pong matututunan ayon po sa sinasabi po ng salita ng Diyos. So nais ko lang pong basahin from the Old Testament at tayo po ay lilipat sa New Testament as well. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Ito pong ating binasa sa Isaiah chapter 9 ay isang mensahe ng pag-asa sa bansang Israel. Ito po ay ating pong makikita na sa chapter 8, ang mga mamamayan ng Israel ay talagang itinakwil po nila ang Diyos. They rejected God. And so God pronounced judgment on the nation of Judah sa pamamagitan po ng pagsalakay po ng bansang Assyria. But here in chapter 9, it's a message of hope in time of darkness sa kanila pong buhay. And I believe we can also relate with them. Tayo po ay nasa kalagitnaan po ng isang sitwasyon. It's been almost 2 years now that we are like in this time of darkness and despair. But God has a message of hope for us as well. And here, we can see that this message of hope that's spoken by the prophet Isaiah was a prophecy about a child. Na ito pong child na to sa verse 6 ng Isaiah 9 ay pangalawa pong beses po na nabanggit na. It was first mentioned in Isaiah chapter 7. Ito po ay I think binahagi po ni Pastor Alfred 2 Sundays ago na kung saan yung child na yon in Isaiah 7 ay Emmanuel. The child was Emmanuel and Emmanuel means God with us. Now this child, dito po sa chapter 9 verse 6, ito po ay magiging ruler. He will be a ruler, kasi po binanggit po dito ang government, no? So he will rule. And hindi lang po yon, this child will rule with many titles. Ano po ba yung mga titles ng sinabi po ni Isaiah sa chapter 9, no? Una, Wonderful Counselor. Pangalawa, Mighty God. Pangatlo, Everlasting Father. And number 4, Prince of Peace. Now, hindi lang po yon, no? Na itong batang ito, this child will rule from the throne of David forever, magpakailanman. Now, 700 years later, after this prophecy, the Gospels declared the fulfillment of this prophecy. In Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 33, it says, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great, and he will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David." Sounds familiar? "And he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Ito po yung announcement ni Angel Gabriel kay Mary na siya po ay mabubuntis at papangalanan po niya yung kanyang firstborn na Jesus. And Jesus, okay, will reign on the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign, and his kingdom will never end. That is the same exact prophecy that Isaiah declared 700 years earlier. Now, this is Luke chapter 1. Chapter 2 of Luke. Ito po ay manganganak na po si Mary. In verse 11 to 14. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. Alam niyo po, meron po tayong Paskong ipinagdiriwang ngayon dahil po sa kapanganakan ni Hesukristo na ating Panginoon. At ngayon pong hapon, I would like to highlight a particular word na nabanggit po ng tatlong beses. This word is the word peace. Peace. Ano po bang ibig sabihin ng peace? 5-letter word. Peace is not the absence of trials or sufferings. Peace is not dependent on circumstances. Hindi po dahil maganda po ang nangyayari, meron po tayong kapayapaan. Peace in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, the word peace means shalom. And shalom means wholeness, buo, completeness, soundness, and welfare. And in the New Testament, because it was written in Greek, it means eirene. Eirene means quietness and rest. Ginagamit din po ito na isang farewell. No? They would invoke a farewell to somebody, to an individual, declaring welfare to that individual. Yan po yung ibig sabihin ng peace. So first, saan po unang nabanggit yung peace sa ating pong mga binasa? It's in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us, a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Prince means chief. Prince means ruler. So, peace is a person. And Jesus fulfilled that title. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. In Jesus, we are complete. In Jesus, we are made whole. In Jesus, we can experience soundness of life. And we can see the peace of Jesus in our relationships. In fact, we are commanded, Colossians 3, verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. Tayo po ay ini-encourage ni Apostle Paul na maghari ang kapayapaan ng Panginoong Jesus sa ating po mga puso. Bakit po kaya? Well, we all know that in this life that we are living in, hindi naman po tayo lahat, hindi po tayo perfect. And so sometimes, there will be disagreements, there will be offense, right? And when there are offenses, and when there are disagreements, sometimes there's so much tension in the air to the point na nagkakaroon talaga ng kiskisa, no? And that's why the Bible says, for us to be restored in our relationships, hayaan po natin na maghari ang kapayapaan ng Panginoong Jesus sa ating pong mga puso. Paano po mangyayari yun? You know what? The Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. And I would remember many times, no, with the issues that I have in my life. Madalas po, ang ang guidance po ng Panginoon sa akin po ay sa kanya pong mga salita, no? And there were times that I would be so quick to speak and slow to listen, and God would tell me in His Word, James, you have to be quick to listen. Huwag kang mabagal makinig. And you have to be slow to speak. Huwag kang mabilis mag-speak, because when you are fast to speak, you get to offend somebody. So again, mahalaga po yun, no? That in our relationships, yes, there will be clashes, but I believe when we allow the peace of Jesus to rule in our hearts, then we can experience peace in our relationships. There's another one regarding peace that Jesus wants us to experience. In John 16:33, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. What Jesus was saying here is that we can have peace. We can have His peace even in the midst of trials and sorrows. And that's our prayer sa ating mga kababayan na nasalanta po ng Bagyong Odette sa Visayas at Mindanao, that the peace of the Lord Jesus will be in their hearts. And I can attest to that po, no, regarding the peace of Jesus in my heart, in my soul. Because alam niyo po, several months ago, I contracted COVID. Ako po ay nagkaroon po ng mild symptoms ng COVID for almost a week. And doon ko po na-realize the fear was creeping in my heart. And alam niyo po, tinuruan po ako ng Panginoon na isurrender po yung aking buhay sa Kanya. Ipagkatiwala ang aking buhay sa Kanya. And because of that, I learned to trust in Him in the midst of that COVID experience na naka-isolate po ako for 2 weeks. And I experienced the peace of Jesus in my soul in the midst of this COVID experience that I had. I experienced the peace of Jesus when I surrendered my life to Him. When I entrusted not just my physical condition, but my heart, my soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. Kaya po, sa ating po mga issues sa buhay, it can be a health issue, it can be a financial issue, it can be a career issue. Whatever issue that we can experience, we can experience the peace of Jesus. Why? Because He already overcame the issues that we are facing in this life. We can overcome because Jesus already overcame. And because of that, we can experience His peace in our hearts. So the reason that we celebrate Christmas, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The second word, that the word peace was mentioned in our reading, is in verse 7 of Isaiah chapter 9. Of the increase of His government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over His kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. I like what the New Living Translation says. His government and its peace will never end. Ano pong sinasabi ng word ni God dito? Jesus will rule forever. Ano sinasabi ng Lord para sa atin? It speaks of our future hope. There is so much hope for us in the future. Why? Because Jesus will rule forever. And alam niyo po, ang pamumuno ng Panginoon will be justice and righteousness. Pag meron pong katarungan, alam niyo po yung katarungan ay, ito po ay restoring the divine order. There is so much disorder in the world today. So, when the Lord will restore it, He will bring it with His justice. justice and righteousness is in relation to the word peace. So isipin po natin, di ba? Pag mayroon pong order, mayroon pong katuwiran, then there is peace. And that's how Jesus will rule forevermore. Alam naman po natin na yung pong mundong kinagagalawan po natin ngayon, no? As long as we are in this life, there will always be disorder. The world that we are living in is a broken world. Kaya nga po yung peace, hindi po broken. Wala pong kulang. Peace means wholeness, completeness. But in the world that we are living in, it's broken. Kaya po mahalaga po na si Jesus po ang mamuno sa ating pong mundo at magpakailanman because Jesus can rule it with His peace. And alam po natin the injustices that we see in our land. Ngayon palang pandemya po, di po ba? Yung pong mga injustice po na nangyari. I remember last year po, no, yung pong pag-abot po ng mga tulong sa ating pong mga kababayan financially, there was this certain kagawad somewhere na talaga namang kinaltasan pa niya yung para po sa kanyang constituent, no, yung pong pera po na pagtulong sana para sa kanya pong mga kababayan, kinaltasan pa niya para sa kanya, no? So talagang there's so many injustice that we can experience. There are many people who experience injustice today because of poverty. And there are so many unrighteousness happening. And yet, let me encourage you, time will come that Jesus, the ruler, will return. Babalik po ang Panginoon. And when He will return, He will restore all things. He will put things into order. And He will rule with His peace forevermore. So habang wala pa po yun, hindi pa po nangyayari yung pagbabalik ng ating Panginoon, ano pong gagawin po natin? You know, the psalmist says in Psalm 34, verse 14, sabi niya, "Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Sa makatwid po, tayo po na mga nakakakilala po sa Panginoon, sumasampala tayo po sa Kanya, tayo po ang maging halimbawa ng paggawa ng mabuti. We are to be this example of doing right in the eyes of the world. Kaya nga po sinasabi po ng Bible, no, na magliwanag po tayo sa ating pong mga kinagagalawang mundo. Let's show kindness in the midst of the injustices and unrighteousness happening in our world today. If we want to seek peace and pursue it, then let's go out there like what we are doing now, especially on Christmas, di ba? Na kung saan there's so much giving. Masana, I hope hindi lang po Pasko, no? But every day of our life, tayo po ay maging example of showing kindness. Why? Because we are seeking peace and we are pursuing peace. Lastly, yung pong pangatlong beses po na nabanggit po yung word na peace. Nasa Luke chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. "And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased.'" Two words. Sabi doon, di ba? Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. On whom or among those with whom He is pleased. So, ito pong sinasabi ng Panginoon dito, si God, ino-offer po niya yung kanyang kapayapaan sa mundo. He's offering it to everyone. Bakit po kaya? Well, I believe, dahil po, God wants us to be at peace with Him. That's why He is offering that peace to us. Alam naman po natin na lahat po tayo po, ano? We were not at peace with God because of our sins. Alam po natin, lahat po tayo ay nagkasala. And alam din po natin na sa ating pong pagkakasala, tayo po ay naihiwalay sa Diyos, magpakailanman. Sin has broken our relationship with God. And hindi po religion ang makapagliligtas sa atin, hindi po sa ating mabubuting gawa tayo maliligtas. Alam po natin na tayo po ay niligtas lamang ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo nung siya po ay namatay sa krus para po sa ating pong mga kasalanan. Kaya nga po sa unang Pasko, Jesus was born on the first Christmas with the goal of saving us from our sins. In fact, the Apostle Paul encourages the Romans in Romans 5 verse 1, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us." We have been made right with God. Dati po, wala po tayong maayos na relasyon sa Diyos. Pero dahil po sa ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus, tayo po ay naging matuwid sa ating relasyon sa Diyos. Meron na po tayong kapayapaan sa Kanya. We are now at peace with Him. Why? Because of what Jesus has done for us. So ano po yung pangalawang, ano yung reason that we are celebrating Christmas? Well, Jesus gives us peace with God. Jesus gives us peace with God. And alam naman po natin na yung mensahe po ng ating kaligtasan ay mensahe po ng Ebanghelyo ng Panginoon. So pag sinabi natin we are at peace with God, it means yung ating pong kasalanan na bayaran na po ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Hindi na po tayo kaaway ng Diyos. Tayo na po ay Kanyang mga minamahal na mga anak. Tayo na po ay malinis na ang konsensya. Yung pong, di ba, meron po tayong na-experience na guilt at shame pag tayo po ay nagkakasala. Wala na po yun. Tinanggal na po lahat ng Diyos yun nung ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay sa cross para po sa atin. Kaya nga po, mahalaga po na tayo, no, as we live this Christian life, that we need to confess our sins because we know and we would like to maintain that sense of peace we have with the Lord. I encourage you, kung meron pa po tayong mga hindi pa po tinatalikuran na kasalanan, hindi pa tayo nakapag-confess ng kasalanan natin, I encourage you to come to God today and be and experience that peace with the Lord. So, again, we have a reason to celebrate this Christmas. Alam po natin na as Christmas malapit na pong dumating and mga tao po ay abala sa paghahanda, isipin po natin, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's why we are celebrating. Number two, hindi ko po nabanggit kanina pero naalala ko po that Jesus provides hope of an ending peace. Yung pangalawa kanina, He will rule forevermore. And pangatlo po, Jesus gives us peace with God. Amen? So as I end, let me just summarize this message with this one statement. We can celebrate this Christmas as we celebrate Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen? So in response to Jesus being the Prince of Peace, providing hope of an unending peace, and giving us peace with God, ano po yung tugon po natin? Ang tugon po natin ay gaya po ng sinabi po ng anghel. Doon po sa Luke chapter 2 verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. tayo po ay magbigay ng kaluwalhatian sa Panginoong Jesus. Dakilain po natin siya sa ating pumbuhay. Huwag po nating pigilan na itaas ang dakilang pangalan ng Diyos. Dahil po sa ginawa niya, pinadala po niya yung kanyang anak para po sa atin, para po tayo ay magkaroon ng kapayapaan. So let's give glory to God. Pangalawa po, ito po yung nasa Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Sabi po dito ng prophet, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." That's my encouragement to us today as we celebrate Christmas. Yes, we glorify the Lord. At the same time, let's continue to trust Him as our Prince of Peace. And as we do that, God will grant us His perfect peace. Amen? So I would like us to come to Him. Lapit po tayo sa Panginoon sa panalangin ngayon pong hapong ito. At tayo po ay patuloy na magpasalamat sa Kanya. Dakilang Diyos, kami po ay nagpapasalamat sa inyo. Salamat po, Panginoong Jesus. Kayo po ang prinsipe ng kapayapaan. Lord, abutin niyo po kami, nasaan man kami ngayon. To those who are experiencing trials and sufferings in the midst of this pandemic, Lord, salamat, Lord, that you are the Prince of Peace in our lives. Lord, sinabi niyo po sa inyong mga salita, Lord, that in you, we can overcome the world because you are our Prince of Peace. Kaya po, sa amin po mga kababayan ngayon, Lord, na Panginoon, sila po ay nagkakaroon po ng anxiety or takot. Lord, I pray for your peace to fill their hearts right now. Lord, tanggalin niyo po yung takot at pangamba sa kanila pong mga puso at punuin niyo po sila ng inyong kapayapaan. Lord, let your peace fill our hearts and overflow it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This I pray, amen and amen. Before we close, nais po natin bigyan ng pagkakataon ang ilan po sa atin dito. Maybe you've been watching for quite a while at alam mo sa puso mo na wala ka pa talagang matuwid na relasyon sa Panginoong Jesus. I believe God is offering His peace to you right now. Peace with Him. Paano? By humbling yourself and receiving Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, in your heart. If you are that person, you want to receive Jesus, your Prince of Peace, let me just pray with you right now. Follow this simple prayer after me. Jesus, maraming salamat. Kayo po ay namatay para sa aking mga kasalanan. Maraming salamat sa iyong kapatawaran. Binubuksan ko ang aking puso sa hapong ito at inaanyayahan kita bilang aking prinsipe ng kapayapaan. Maghari po kayo sa puso ko. Kayo po ang mamuno. Kayo po ang aking tagapagligtas magmula sa araw na ito. Salamat po, Jesus. Pinagkakatiwala ko ang aking buhay sa inyo. Amen. Amen. Kung yan po ang pinanalangin po natin sincerely in our hearts, I would like to personally congratulate you for praying that by faith. And so please, mag-post lang po tayo ng wave or prayer emoji. Prayer emoji po, no? Sa comment section. And we would be glad to help you start right with your relationship with the Lord. So as we end, let me just proclaim this blessing of God's Word to all of us right now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. "Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. Amen." Well, God bless you. Let's continue to stay safe. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.